you're talking to a group that already is your fans that understand everything that was on the show, which now would be a week ago. And they are trying to stay sane and balanced against the awareness that they've got of what's going on. And anything encouraging that's practical that you want to share would be fantastic. You know how they feel. They know what's going on and they feel maybe not quite up to the challenge of overwhelming
evil. Are we recording what they're going to see now?
We're recording now what we'll play for them privately.
Great. Okay.
So anything that you want to offer, if you understand the mentality that a lot of those people are coming from, they're really struggling to stay balanced and positive, but not oblivious to what's happening, and find a way to balance those things. So, you know, a lot of people think to be spiritual, you have to be unaware of what's going on in the world. And these people understand that that's not the balance you're looking for.
The best thing you can do for your sanity is to engage in the struggle. That's the best thing. That and
man, oh, is that important?
That's it. Good nutrition and engage in the struggle. Don't let other people do it for you. Find out where those Saturday demonstrations are happening in your hometown area. Here in New Jersey, there are six or more towns where the Saturday demonstrations are happening every week. It's happening in hundreds of places around the U.S. Unfortunately, there are not hundreds of thousands of people like there are in hundreds of cities around the world, but there will be if you get out and make your face be shown.
Where do you find out about where and when those things are?
Telegram.org. You got to download it from your from your PC, and then link your phone to it. If you download it from your phone, it may not be a full version. Telegram, and then you go on Telegram, you look up worldwide demonstration, and you will get, you know, dozens, hundreds of chats for the world, for each country, for each city, and you'll be able to work your way down and find your area. Recently in New York City, there were thousands of people showing up.
There's another thing that you need to do on Telegram. We have created another chat called UnJabberwocky. The UnJabberwocky is a community of the unjabbed globally. And we can find each other for emotional support, which should not be underestimated. We're facing horrible pressure and horrible dislocation. And we are social animals. We are pack animals. We need each other for our health, for our immune health, for our mental health, for our emotional health, and for our strategic health. You can find each other for economic purposes. I needed a handyman. I put a little chat on. I said, I live in Tucson. I need a handyman. Within hours, I had two unjabbed people who said, I'd be able to do your job. When can I come? The next day they came and they did my job. And I was supporting someone economically who is facing the pressures of being extruded by the masters of society for not being jabbed.
Right,
we also have a social event once a month. We have the UnJabberwocky Cafe, which is a gourmet meal and some kind of activity. It might be somebody like me talking. It might be music. It might be a poetry reading, whatever. There's a beautiful local center that our guest yesterday on our Dr. Rima Truth Reports, Tom Cox, runs, and it's only for the unjabbed, so he won't.
And you mean there's local centers for that all over the place?
There could be. Okay. You can set it up. If you have a house and you'd like to invite six people for dinner, for a potluck or whatever, bring the unjabbed in, form a social community, be available to support one another. So that's very important. But there is something else that I want to say that you need to do. Right now, to my knowledge, and if I'm wrong, please correct me. I will be delighted if I'm wrong on this. Right now, we do not have the data as to what is inside us if we have been jabbed, God help us all.
Right.
Or what is inside us if we have been transfected by contamination from a jabbed person or more than one jabbed person. It could be a family member. It could be somebody in the store. It could be, you know, anybody that you interact with, a doctor, a nurse. You have to take your pet to the vet. Everybody in the office is jabbed. You're being transfected and your vet, your pet is being transfected. We don't know what that transfection is. Not knowing what's in the jab for each individual person, because we all understand that they have different lots, which is wildly illegal. They have different contents in different lots. And there's a study on opensourcetruth.com where a biostatistician from the UK analyzed a million VAERS data points, and he showed the hot lots, which have special numbers by Moderna, by Pfizer, BioNTech, by Johnson & Johnson, by AstraZeneca. The highly poisonous lots have been labeled in sequence differently from the less poisonous lots. And he lays this out beautifully. This is intentional. And we don't know what's in those lots. We don't know. And until we know, we cannot devise effective protocols for detoxification, which you might call disinfection, either for the jabbed or the unjabbed.
Right.
So to me, the most important priority that we have is to create the laboratory, which I am willing to do, working with experts in the sciences involved here, and then create the detoxification protocols, which can be disseminated widely throughout the world to try to achieve the end result of preventing the deaths of three quarters of the people in the industrialized world.
Right. And that's got to be remedies for all the ingredients.
Yes.
In the shot.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Now, if you only have graphene oxide and hydrovirus and toxoplasmosis, then you only need the protocols for that. But if you have four or five other things or two other things, then you would need that. And we can analyze this pretty quickly, I believe, through a series of non-invasive explorations. This lab has to be set up and the protocols have to be developed and then documented and verified. This, to me, is the single most important thing we can do. And astoundingly, nobody seems to be doing this on our side.
I know. Therefore, it's amazing.
I'm going to ask each and every one of you, if you have or if you can reach the resources or a portion of the resources to do this, I want you to go to instituteforhealthresearch.org. INHERE.org. And I want you to make a donation and label it lab, L-A-B. That's not about the dog. It's about saving society. I want you to go there. And I want you to go, if you have a lot to donate, do it. And if you have a little to donate, do it. If you have a friend who gets all of this and has abundant resources, go to your friend and say, we need to do this to prevent the absolute collapse of society through the kill shot that has been so widely disseminated.
Do you have any idea what the budget is for this project, for the lab?
It's not a big deal. I mean, we're talking about a couple of mil. It's not that big a deal.
Okay. Right. Doesn't need a huge campus or anything like that.
No, it needs a building, because we can do the research and we can collaborate with others. This is not about gain or glory. This is about literally keeping the entire world from collapsing.
A few hundred thousand for security, probably.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. So we're talking about an urgent need that is well within reach, but not without the funds.
Right. Okay, sounds like a good plan to start with, and then we'll go from there. So
you're
both like these big lights walking around that you're down here on the physical plane. I appreciate it.
Wow.
Not everyone sees us that way, so thank you very much.
Okay.
Can't imagine.
I gotta go, guys.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Thank you.